Labor Day, being observed today across Pakistan and much of the world, is meant to honor the sacrifices and struggles of workers who laid the foundations of rights that many of us now take for granted. But for millions of Pakistani laborers, May 1st remains a symbolic holiday, one where the words spoken and the banners waved seldom translate into real change. Despite being the backbone of the country's economy, Pakistan's working class continues to toil in difficult, often dangerous conditions for meager wages, without access to healthcare, social security, or legal protection. From construction sites and textile mills to agricultural fields and domestic households, countless workers remain trapped in informal employment with little hope of upward mobility. The minimum wage, though revised on paper by successive governments, remains a joke in the face of rising inflation. Labor inspections are infrequent and ineffective, unionization is discouraged or actively suppressed, and laws meant to protect workers are poorly enforced. Female laborers face an even harsher reality, often underpaid and overworked in informal sectors with no recourse to justice. Child labor, despite being outlawed, continues unabated in many parts of the country, a tragic indictment of our collective failure. What workers demand is dignity. They seek fair wages, safer working conditions, legal protections, and a seat at the table in decisions that impact their lives. Unfortunately, their dreams remain largely unfulfilled, year after year. As speeches are made today, let us not forget the millions still waiting for the promises made on countless labor days to be kept. A truly developed Pakistan cannot be built on the shoulders of exploited workers. Until we recognize and rectify this, Labor Day will remain less a celebration of progress and more a reminder of broken pledges.